at the Cupcake Hut, the South End's only bakery, the talk over the Hobart bread mixer consists mostly of yeasty gossip and glutinous outrage over fears of being asked to bake a gay wedding cake. Rita May, the current owner and born-again Christian, was slapping dough down on the kneading table the way a sadomasochist masseuse would pound a hated client. No way, she was fuming, for any and all of us pastry lovers standing in front of the display case filled with Bismarcks and jelly rolls, danishes and apple fritters, muffins and donuts, worrying we'd never get our orders until Rita May was finished slapping that loaf silly. I won't do it. My beliefs come before the law, and my law is higher than theirs, and that's the real truth, she grunted with a ferocious fist to the lump on the table. But she wiped the flour off her hands on her apron and slid behind the pastry case to take our orders. Ronnie took a few donuts for his landscaping crew, and I ordered a fritter and a cup of coffee. To go. I sure didn't want to sit at one of the little round formica tables while Rita May was in one of her full rants. What's next? She shouted, and at first I thought she meant, what else did I want? That'll about do it, Rita, I shrugged, wishing I was already out that front door. Boy, oh boy, that's the truth, she retorted, ringing up my coffee and fritter. Next thing be wedding cakes for polygamists. Who knows where this is going? Sodom and Gomorrah right here, and I'm supposed to cater the orgies? I could feel my sweet tooth going rotten, decaying faster than civilization. I don't know, Rita, maybe it's really not that big an issue. I mean, you don't get all that much call for wedding cakes, do you? Much less same-sex ones. Rita May shot me the evil eye, and I shut up. Ronnie, always a provocateur, turned to the doorway, his bag of pastries held high. Love thy neighbor, Rita May. Rita May grabbed a day-old muffin from the tray beside the register and just missed Ronnie as he slammed the door on his way out. The muffin exploded against the back of the sign that said we reserved the right to refuse service to anyone. That was probably going to be my last fritter, I decided. I can read the writing on the wall about as well as Rita May can read her good book. You have a nice day, she frowned as she gave me change, and somehow I knew I wouldn't.